fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 19th of July, our third hour. The proper tip today is to prepare for winter now. Yes, I know it's hot. It's going to be 95 to 103 degrees here every day for the next 10 days on one hand. On the other, the time to get ready for this coming winter is right now with, ideally, a Liberator rocket heater stove and a good supply of wood. That would be just be a smart thing to do. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. At least I think Leon may still be with us. Not sure. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And I think we still have Glenn on the line. Are you still there, Glenn?
Yes, John. I'm still here. Hi. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't really have too much more to add. Just one thing is this is a bit different than I think most Americans who lived through the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, and with all the speculation and conjecture about potential World War III or a nuclear, you know, we've always expected mushroom clouds. World War III comes, or expect mushroom clouds, or even if there were, we're talking about conventional infantry and mechanized, you know, infantry and tanks and stuff, it would have been more of the imagery we were used to be fed of the Germans the Russians rolling down the Fulda Gap into Germany and stuff like that. It's none of those things. It's a mix of the type of warfare. You know, there are similarities to World War II was fought, similarities to the Korean War. I don't think as many similarities to Vietnam, which you could you know about that, John. So this is a very unusual thing. This is a major conflict between two European countries. And Americans can still pretty much ignore it on a daily basis if they choose so to do at the moment. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, there's a war a third of the way around the world. What's going on with that today? You know, like you check the weather, check the sports, and check what's going on with the war. Very strange.
It is. It is, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Okay. Have a good week. Okay, bye. Thanks for the call. Any follow-up there, Jeff, before we move on?
We do have the cyber attack events, and of course there were Russian cyber attacks some days ago against Canada, and there was one against Lithuania in response to the Lithuanian blocking of the Russian goods, certain goods that were not allowed to be moved across Lithuanian territory to Kaliningrad. So there have been, cyber events, cyber attacks. And of course, we experienced that last year with our gas and oil. So I don't know, anything like that could happen at any time. So that dimension is a little different than the 60s, 70s, or 80s. We could have service interruptions.
Absolutely. Our next caller is John Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, a couple of questions. First of all, I don't recall who the Ukraine aligned with during World War II. Was it Germany? I'm not certain.
Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. It was a republic within the Soviet republics. So it was on the side of the Allies.
They aligned with the Allies in World War II.
The Russians had whole armies made up of Ukrainians, whole fronts.
Okay, well, somehow, since World War II, there seems to be a huge Nazi presence in the Ukraine. And then after World War II, the United States, and I say supposedly, won World War II, but with Operation Paperclip, we brought thousands of Nazi scientists to the United States. So I'm wondering exactly what we're looking at in the Middle East, in the Ukraine and Russia with this war. If you had to, Jeff Nyquist had to take a side, who would you align with at this point and why, given they're both pretty evil countries?
Let me challenge something that you just said. You said there's a huge Nazi thing in Ukraine. I don't understand what you're talking about. Where's your documentation? A huge Nazi thing? Where are the, have you studied Ukraine? Do you know the composition of their Rada?
I have a little bit, but
tell me how many Nazis are in there.
We go through this all the time, Jeff. I ask a question, and rather than answer it, you attack me. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
I'm trying to find out about this because I've studied it, and there's not a huge Nazi movement in Ukraine, and that's not true. So how many Nazis are in the legislature, the Ukrainian legislature?
All right. Yeah. All right, Jeff. I will grant you there are no Nazis in the Ukraine. So given the fact that there are no Nazis...
Hold on.
Jeff, let me finish the question. There are no Nazis in the Ukraine. Wait now. Who do you align with, the Ukraine or Russia, and why?
I would like to see Ukraine maintain its independence. I would like those people to keep their freedom. I'm sympathetic to their desire for independence from Moscow.
And should a brain-dead president be sending billions of dollars of weapons and support and possibly get America involved in a war, greater than the Third World War? Should we be aligning behind a brain-dead president to enter into a conflict between Russia and the Ukraine, or should we let him sort it out for themselves?
I don't think we should enter the conflict. But I think I don't think we should enter the conflict, but it's perfectly fine for us to send weapons to them. After all, 100,000 Americans were killed by Soviet weapons sent during the Vietnam and Korean Wars.
That's 40 years ago, Jeff. That's 45 years ago.
That's in my lifetime.
Okay. So the Indians are correct saying we took their land. The blacks should get retribution. We should be accountable for the sins of our parents.
We're always going to be at war with one another because no one
can get past the past.
Look, I'm just saying...
You make no sense.
I'm just saying that we ought to give some support to the Ukrainians, not become involved in the war, but help them so they can maintain their independence. Russia signed a treaty. We signed it too. It's the addendum to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that Russia would respect Ukraine's sovereignty if Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. Now, if Ukraine had those nuclear weapons, there would be no invasion of Ukraine by Russia right now. And we were
part of that. Let me ask one more question. One more question, if you don't mind. There's one country on Earth that has used nuclear weapons to kill other men and other women and other children. So for some reason, the United States of America has the authority worldwide to say who can and can't have nuclear weapons. I'm telling you, Jeff, if I had the ability and I was another country, and the United States, who I believe is the police force of the world and not a good police force, they're a bunch of crooked cops, the military. There's good men, well-intentioned men, patriotic men, but the leadership is satanic and Luciferian. So having said that, America apparently can say who can and can't, and if you're a good ally, we'll allow it. If you're someone that wants to defend yourself, we won't. We'll make war. We will destroy you, like we've done to so many other nations. And when we, hands in quote marks in the air, win the war, the first thing they get is a phony banking system called the central bank. We're forcing people to comply at the point of a spear or a gun, and it's wrong. Unless we hold these rights to be self-evident. The man was endowed by his creator with certain unalienable rights, but that's only Americans. That's not Iranians. That's not Portuguese. That's not Russians and Ukrainians. It's just Americans that have a right.
Are you for what the Russians are doing to the Ukrainians now, slaughtering them and knocking down their cities?
No. I don't like war any more than you do. But we have stay out and let them handle it, Jeff.
Yeah, but...
When do we fight the world's war? When do we give billions?
Your diatribe. Please answer my question. Be cooperative. We're having a dialogue. Will you condemn Russia right now? Invasion of Ukraine? Would you be willing to do that?
I condemn Russia?
You just condemned America. Why don't you condemn Russia for doing this invasion?
Because I'm experiencing America, and the only thing I'm experiencing from Russia is coming from a lying media. I'm living in America. I know what's going on. I see it.
What's happening in Ukraine? They're murdering people and kidnapping civilians and committing massacres.
Propaganda is propaganda. You say something loud enough, long enough, and people believe it's true. That's a fact.
Propaganda,
mind manipulation, menticide, brainwashing. The minds of men have been corrupted. No one can think didactically. They think dialectically with emotion. They got us. We got to go get them. We're not using our brain cells, Jeff. We're getting hooked on emotions and what the lying media, Fox, CNN, and all the rest, the papers and the radios, are lying to us, and we're falling hook, line, and sinker. We're swallowing the hook. If we pulled the hook out, we'd kill ourselves. We'd pull our guts out. That's how difficult, that's how deep we are in deception. And, you know, do I have all the answers? Absolutely not. But I do know, all I know is what I experience. When I turn the news on, I can't believe anything coming over the tube. Because they have an agenda to mislead and destroy the world.
Well, don't be misled by Russian propaganda.
I'm not.
See, the thing is, Jeff,
You're overly 40 years ago,
critical of your own country, and you're not critical of the Russians at all.
I am critical when I find something that I know to be true. Let me ask you a question, Jeff. And if you don't want to answer, that's fine. Are you a Christian? And if you don't want to answer it, don't. That answers it.
If you don't want to answer, that answers it. Yes, that's it. But what, are we going to have a religious war between denominations
now? No, but I want to know your mindset. Jeff, I'm a Christian, and I'm proud of it. Jesus Christ is my Savior. No one should ever be unable to say that if they're a Christian. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I want to know, are you a Christian, or are you a Hindu, are you a Buddhist? Are you a Taoist? Are you Jewish? Are you whatever? I'm just wondering where you're coming from, where you're getting your love for mankind, whether or not you have any. I don't know. I know that it's someone that has done nothing to me personally should not be killed by me.
It's a theory that you believe in, and I have researched this field, and there's certain flaws in the things you think about how the world works. It's a bit more complicated. It's not quite exactly the way you think, right?
Well, according to the book, we're supposed to bless our enemies, and the only time we should attempt to take a life is when ours is being, they're trying to take ours. You just
a little more charity than...
You go and drop bombs. Look, you drop bombs on a country, and it's called collateral damage. Well, it doesn't matter. They were a 3-year-old child. It was a 90-year-old grandmother. It was a 58-year-old uncle who doesn't like the war any more than you, but you blow them to smithereens, and hey, it's just collateral damage. It was necessary. It's wrong, Jeff, to take people's lives that haven't done any, and I'm not a liberal.
Well,
I'm against the bombing.
I'm against the invasion of Ukraine, and I was against the invasion of Iraq. So
but you're okay with dropping bombs on Russia. You're okay with sending weapons to kill people. And if Russians die, that's okay.
Nobody's dropping bombs on Russia. Why are you making up these things? You get on here and
this. Okay, the Russians that are in the Ukraine, you're okay with sending a missile to the Russians in Ukraine. The soldiers in the Russian military don't want to be there any more than anyone else. They're following orders. It's time that we do not comply. It's that old thing from the 60s. If you had a war and nobody came, what would happen?
Well, we better defend
the ones that are orbits.
Look, the Russians and Chinese are aligned, and they want to dominate the world, and they want to destroy the United States. You don't seem to agree.
You know this. You know this how, Jeff? That's what I want to know. How do you know this? Because people that you know that have they've got a dog in the fight are telling you this. And you're passing it on. First-hand information you don't have. You're not there. Jeff, did you know I'm black?
What?
I'm black, and I'm Jewish, because I said it. Not I'm white and I'm Christian. I'm black and Jewish, and Jeff, you've got to believe me, because I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you, Jeff.
Yeah, well, that's great. You come on here, you attack me. I've had about enough.
I'm not
you.
Jeff. I'm not.
Yeah, you're dishonest, and you believe in a crazy conspiracy theory that is not really. If you bothered to do your homework, you would see all the mistakes that you're making in your thinking, but you don't. And you come on here. I've spent 35 years of my life studying this stuff. I've done an awful lot of work. And you just have your cartoon version of reality, and you come on, and you're just going to lay into me. Well, I'm sick of you. Just go off.
Okay.
Don't look anymore. Go away.
Let's move on. John, thank you for your call. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. You know, six flags over Texas, how many flags would they have over Ukraine? And Nazi is just a word Russians use.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah. And in fact, the president of Ukraine is Jewish. Mr. Zelensky is Jewish. And to say that he's a Nazi is really ridiculous.
Well, I've said this before, probably here. And I'll say it again, they have been held up. The Russians have been held up a long time because it was so wet their tanks couldn't get anywhere, right? Well, for a while they had a drought going on there, bad drought. And this, I got accused of believing everything preachers say. Well, this guy's a prophet and a teacher, and he was there, Hank Kuhneman, Kuhneman. And he said, y'all going to have a lot of rain here. And they looked at him and said, we don't believe a word you say now. We've had a drought for so long. We don't believe you. And then
hold on to the break, Pat. Pat, hold on to the break.
Okay.
Right back.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college, and get a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Well, you can do that with EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer who is not with us at the moment, and Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. And Pat, let's continue with your question or comment, my dear.
Okay, well, Hank Kuhneman, he said, oh, God, I know we're supposed to pray over what you say, so I know you said it. And he said before he got on the plane, it was pouring rain there. So you don't know what exact day the people turned from not believing God and to believe in him, that he's going to help them if they try. And they want their own country. I mean, anybody can see that. You know, they all think they're going to go back to what's here. They're trying to rebuild places at the same time. But I know those two regions, you know, that have Russian spies in there, they have been pretty harsh on them, because you just can't let a Russian spy be telling Russia where everything is and causing everybody to die because they're spies. So when you have a spy, you treat them like a spy. And so they got on them for defending that, too. But I just say that I'm still mad at them for I can't get any sunflower lessons. And now that's the country flower, sunflowers. And I'm still thinking Russia made a mistake when they're talking about their song about the gold. They were talking about sunflowers. Russia's probably thinking, oh, go in there and get some gold and then have more gold back money. I'm sorry. I was just having to laugh after John. But the point is that we don't know what time people are going to start trusting God. He's going to help them. And John from Tennessee, he doesn't have a right to ask anybody about whether they're a Christian or not. He doesn't appear to act like one. I hate to be that way, but, well, that was the main thing I wanted to say about Ukraine, because I'm glad that Russia's given up and let them get the wheat out there, because there's a wheat shortage all over the world because of them, probably. But they did have rain. Remember, the tanks couldn't get anywhere. It was getting hung up in the mud. Remember?
Yeah,
they thought there's just... I thought they'd just make that a real quick thing because it wasn't raining. They were wrong. And so that's, you know, I say that Russia saying that plane went down, they accidentally shot it down. I don't know if they accidentally shot it down. Maybe they did, because in a battle of Kings Mountain, I think, in the Revolutionary War, the enemy fought themselves. And the Bible says they're going to do that. So who knows if Russia shot down their own, how much, 60-some billion-dollar plane. Russia needs to watch out. When God's on somebody's side, and they, you know what? You know what happened in Chernobyl? Well, I know you said it wasn't that much, because they stopped it before it actually hit groundwater. But the radiation, it went up to Sweden, and it came right back down to Ukraine. If Russia wants to blow nuclear weapons, they don't know which way the wind's going to blow, right?
Well, it depends. They use them right. There shouldn't be long-term fallout if they're hydrogen weapons. But if they're atomic, yeah, there'll be some fallout problems.
They don't know when it might blow back on Russia.
Well, generally, tactical nuclear weapons don't have, if they're used correctly, they shouldn't have that much. If they blow them up close to the ground, it could be quite bad, though. Yeah, so it depends on how they use them.
Well, I've seen, you know, a lot of Christian organizations are there. CBN, a lot of them have. Some of them have good, you know, they have some of the first ones with color film, and they know what they're doing, and they're taking these testimonies, and this, if kids will say, oh, no, we're going to get it, and all of a sudden something comes down from the sky and strikes it, and this is, they're okay. They said, that must have been God. I don't know where that came from. Really? So I just wanted
we
to
have
tell
a
my
break.
Okay, Pat, that's all.
Well, we have a break. Leon Green's back with us. We'll be back after the break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. I end the Liberty Minute every day with the Latin phrase, civis pacem, para bellum. It seems that every week I get an email asking me what that means, so please let me explain. Civis pacem, para bellum means if you want peace, prepare for war. Sound advice used by Reagan, but rephrased as peace through strength. And by Teddy Roosevelt as walk softly, but carry a big stick. The phrase originally comes from the book Epitoma Remilitarius by Roman general Publius Flavius Vegetius Renatus, almost 2,000 years ago. That name should sound vaguely familiar. Publius was the pen name used by the authors of the Federalist Papers. So no matter how you say it, we should all hope for the best while we prepare for the worst. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, para bellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. You heard Linda, my neighbor, last hour talking about a very exceptional home in my neighborhood. We don't have that many homes in my neighborhood, and very, very few as elegant, ready for better homes and garden feature article as the log home on Yoakum Road. Need to check that out. You want to be my neighbor? This is Sir. I'm picking up energy clearance tonight. I'll be shipping energy clearance beginning tomorrow. Get the back orders caught up, helping people get their lives back. If you have issues with arthritis pain, issues with sleep, really, seriously, what are you waiting for? Check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order for your energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line. That's 800-592-9543. Tuesday morning roundtable has Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Leon Green, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are still on Amazon. And gentlemen, we're now joined by Steve Bannoun. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. So we'll wrap up the Tuesday morning roundtable with comments from Steve Bannoun. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Is my audio okay?
Excellent audio. Steve, tell us what's going on, please.
Well, we got a lot of things going on right now, and more specifically, what I'd like to touch on is, let me ask you this, John. Are you familiar with the, I'm assuming it's declassified unless it was leaked, the conversation between President Reagan and the former head of the CIA director, what's William's last name? Is it Cheney? No, that's Dick Cheney. I can't get my brain to think on that right now. But anyway, this was
Casey.
Where, pardon me?
William Casey?
Thank you. Yes, William Casey, where they were disclosing to the president the extraterrestrial presence on the Earth, what all we were involved in, the different ones that pose a threat, those that were more considered friendly. I was just curious, John, if you or Leon or Jeff might know about that.
Well, I know there's been revelations to various presidents over the decades. There was a funny scene in the film Independence Day where the newly elected president is given a briefing on the involvement of extraterrestrials. I don't have any real details on it. And Jeff, do you have any follow-up on that before we get back here? Jeff, you're on mute, I think.
Yeah, sometimes my finger doesn't work right. Mute button.
Right, roger that.
I've heard, you know, I've heard Lyndon Moulton, the documentation that she got from some source on the presidential briefings. You know, the rumors, the usual things, but nobody's, you know, all the documents are disputed. It's not clear what the truth is about that. I don't know. The only thing I do know is there was a briefing done 20-something years ago to scientists, select scientists, who were given a briefing by the government, by I think it was National Security Agency and other groups in the government, and I had a friend who was in that group, and there were Nobel laureate physicists involved in the presentations. And it was something similar to what these briefings to the president were alleged. And so I know someone who received one of them. And so I kind of have if I remember correctly, I kind of have a vague idea of what they were told.
Glenn, you got any follow-up before we get back to Steve here?
Negative. I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, please proceed, sir.
Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate Jeff commenting on that as well. I actually know one of the individuals that were in that meeting with President Reagan, so I can concur that the information is accurate as much as that has been released. And, of course, there's more information that was not released. Last week when I was in New Mexico, I was there for a three-day meeting with high-ranking officials inside of our government. And this was one of the chief issues that was being discussed, of course, at a much greater level than what we see in the briefing there. And the reason being is because the aliens that were considered a threat to our national security, that has become, as we mentioned last week, that has become a much greater threat for us even now, because now we're at a point to where they are ready to carry out the agenda that in some circles in government is believed to have been started back in 1920 when Adolf Hitler came to power, or began his famous speech he did in 1920 that ultimately led to World War II. What was interesting, and this is just what I kind of wanted to share with your listeners, John, is that you're sitting here listening to these types of discussions, and you're talking to people is about as high as you can go in our government, and you can confirm that, John, without disclosing what that is.
Oh yeah.
But I'm listening to this almost as if it's just like no big deal. It's just another walk in the park, so to speak. But the discussion is that it appears to be that we are basically 100 years later, when COVID came out, that this whole battle began again. And as I've been examining just what I can find besides what I already know, in line with like a repeat of history, so to speak, that the war that began in basically with Hitler, that he was already in cahoots with a particular alien group at that time. And quite frankly, they were discussing, you know, that this was really not, even though humans are being used in this war, but it's really to fight the battles between these alien groups that don't want to die. They're just using us as pawns in the game. So that's what was troubling to listen to, is that, you know, Adolf Hitler basically, you know, quote unquote, is trying to rid the world of the reptilians. And at the same time, the reptilians are, you know, fighting their battle using other nations to get rid of Hitler. So you have all this supremacist type of mentality. And oddly enough, as we pick it up in 1920 with the coronavirus vaccine, one of the first things that came to my attention is that there were certain ethnicities that were being targeted as a result. But yet we weren't discussing it on that level at that time, as far as like it was in World War II. But clearly, I knew that the Latino community, the Black community, were both being targeted by vaccination programs. And so we get down to where we are today, and the situation is only getting worse as we go along. And then I'm looking at some of the information I know about President Putin and what his agenda is right now in the war in Ukraine. And of course, as we know, what we've been seeing here lately, this could easily spill over if Crimea is attacked. According to the former Prime Minister Medvedev, he said that this would bring about a Judgment Day type of response. Now, granted, he's not in power, but he knows President Putin well enough to know what his response may be, and that the United States would be considered an enemy combatant. And speaking not too long ago with the Russian advisor to the president, he mentioned to me that Putin is not very favorable towards the New World Order agenda. Now, I don't know what to think of that personally. I mean, to me, it's just a different angle of a New World agenda. It's really who controls the world at the end of the day. So it really depends on what side, who's fighting on, etc. But it does seem to be, and the way it was expressed in these meetings here, that even the wars that are going to be fought here on the earth are pretty much going to be dominated by what we might classify higher intelligent beings using us to fight one another. And this is what's really troubling to me. And of course, I think we mentioned the last broadcast, John, that, you know, there's this new virus coming out as well that they, you know, I've known about it for about a year and a half, I guess. It'll come out of Greenland, and they will say it'll be as a result of the melting permafrost, and it's not. It is a virus that they have been working on to try to lower the population globally. And you know, so just it's just every way that I look at this, it's almost like an insanity. And I know a lot of people, you know, when it comes to extraterrestrial life forms, they don't believe it because they don't see it. And I know sitting there in New Mexico, you can put on night vision, and we sat there and watched 9 aircraft fly right overhead using night vision because it picks it up much easier, especially when you're, at, you know, right there at Dulce, and it is a known traffic area. Pendleton down in California also is another one. If you use night vision, you can see the air traffic above head as well there. If you see the triangular shaped craft, that's our craft. We have 20 of them, so don't worry about those. Those are ours. But So I want to throw that in there, and then we can see if anybody wants to comment on some of these things, John, and it might help me to answer things a little bit easier when somebody else is kind of throwing in some thoughts here with it.
Absolutely. Well, Lynn, you've been very patient listening here. What are your thoughts or comments, or if any?
I used to live in New Mexico at Albuquerque, and I know Kirkland and Sandia had lots of interesting information as well, and never got to Roswell, and I know I've heard about Dulce and Phil Snyder, and so there was so much information that we have, and that they've covered up in Mexico and throughout the world. So, yeah, I know it is evident, and you see the disclosure with the F-14 and F-18 pilots off the coast of Coronado, and so it's pretty prominent. It's just a matter of how are we going to take it as a species, knowing that, you know, hey, we're not the top dog anymore, and especially militarily. And I know Steve's talked about, you know, using swords and things of that nature, and they can come in and out of the ether. And so this is where, you know, prayer is definitely going to be, it's going to be required, because, you know, you have to put on the full armor now, both body armor and spiritual armor, because of how bad it's going to get. Thanks, Steve, for bringing it to light.
Okay, thank you. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got Pat in Oregon. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
I heard an interview a week ago of a woman named Kim Gauguin. She goes by the name Kim Possible. She was interviewed by Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot. I was wondering if Steve has ever heard of this woman. She claims to be an ambassador for humanity through this Universal Council or Galactic Council, similar to what he's mentioned.
Steve?
I've not actually heard of her. Carrie Cassidy, of course, I know of Carrie as well. So I'm not familiar with who would be an ambassador. Of course, the Galactic Federation does exist. The Tall Whites are the chair people of the Galactic Federation, but unfortunately, as it's often described by people in our intelligence community, is that it's like the United Nations. They have no real power at all. And so therefore, in fact, the reptilians, who make up about 85% of the known alien species in the universe, out of 160 different species, have threatened the council that if they don't stop pressuring them over this planet, that they would go full tilt in other areas of the universe. And even though they are not the most advanced in technology, it's the fact of their sheer numbers that cause them to be really a threat to be reckoned with. And so therefore, the Galactic Federation will not intervene as a result. They're just going to allow things to occur, and sadly, they won't even give the technology, other than we know that nuclear weapons are something that they cannot handle, but they have the ability to disarm our nuclear force like no big deal. So I don't really know where it's going to go in that degree there. I do know that they've talked about that when they release this next virus, they already have the vaccine for it, and that basically there's going to be a price, and these entities will show up on the planet as if they're the saviors of the world, but in reality, they're just looking to get rid of us in the first place, even if it is for a short period of time, and that the New World Order will begin at that time. Israel will run; it'll be ran from Israel. So it's just a matter of, well, you know, it goes back to what you see Paul, right, in his writings, when he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, which is archons. So, yep. You know, people that are believers, if they take it for that face value, and even in Matthew 24, Jesus mentions the wars and rumors of wars, but he says, be ye not troubled. So even the earthly wars are not the big issue. It's what follows it. When he talks about the pestilence, those That word in Greek is actually a plague. It's not bugs, it's viruses. And that's the beginning of sorrows, as he said. So the wars were not the biggest issue. It's the viruses that follow, which is what we're seeing now, which is almost like simultaneously anyway. Not to mention the other issues that we're facing, too, on the planet with weather changes and anomalies, et cetera.
All right. Any follow-up, Pat?
Yeah, her name is Kim Goguen. It's spelled G-O-G-U-E-N, and she's featured at United Network News. They have a news site and so forth. I think some of it's a bit witchy-poo. They're into tarot cards, and there is an element of it that seems to be involved with witchcraft. But she was talking about the different species. Mantids is one, and a lot of discussion about the black sun.
Okay. Pat, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll get back. We're not taking any more callers. We'll have each gentleman give their summary. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a summary now. We'll start out with Leon, go to Jeff, and wrap it up with Steve. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. With all the things that are coming down the pike, And if you read the book of Revelation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are starting to gallop. And if you know that's the case, you know you're going to be eating for the rest of your life. So if you have the wherewithal to eat, whether if you're in a garden or an RV or you have an apartment, you can still grow using, you know, the Dr. Kratky technique that Mike Adams endorses. And so I use as many as possible. And iCanGrowFood.net is a network that Mike also endorses that shows you how, you know, between rabbits and chickens. So my attitude is, you know, you're going to eat and you're going to drink until you pass away. So definitely get on the ball and get these things set up now while you still have a chance. That it's cheaper. And you can also work out all the bugs before it becomes an emergency after the election. So that's what I'd like to say. Definitely focus on the woods.
All right. Well said, Leon. Jeff, your turn, sir, for your summary.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought I'd just make a little bit of comment on UFOs in my summary. You know, I've heard some of this information. I've been curious about it for many years. But the leading ufologist, Jacques Vallée, has written a number of very excellent books. And the interesting thing is that these rumors or statements and people like Steve who were exposed to this information from other sources and a friend of mine who received a briefing 20 years ago, my question is, where is this information coming from? And Vallée makes the point that there's a mythological structure to the information which changes people's political thinking that almost seeks to reorient it. And Vallée's question was, is somebody trying to create a new religion, and are we being manipulated by the information? And it's very interesting. You know, as Steve made the comment about a war between non-human entities in which we are the proxies in this war, which, you know, that practically takes us back to St. Augustine's comments about demons. So it has theological, political implications, and we should keep in mind that there's been a fight to manipulate this kind of information for centuries.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Steve, your turn to give your summary. We've got about 60 seconds here.
Sure. I can certainly see where Jeff's coming from on that, and I couldn't probably agree more with him that there could be certainly that aspect involved. And for me, you know, this is not about popularity, political gain, or anything like that. It's just, unfortunately, I know more information than I really care to know. And it definitely does seem to be an evil battle, no doubt about it. So
no doubt about
also
it.
Also, too, real quick.
Quick.
Plant underground. Prepare for underground planting. You're not going to be able to plant above ground before long, just so people know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll be back next Tuesday. Jeff, back tomorrow morning for your exclusive hour. Okay. What a day. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your final transition. Ever, ever good to go. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless. Crawford, and God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.